This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
Like I promised, giving you that AMI at the Movies teaser this week, which is Saturday night, the 24th of July, on AMI at the Movies, right at 9 p.m. Eastern time on AMI TV. We're watching The Family Man. This is a funny movie. Nicolas Cage stars as Jack, a man living a fast-paced lifestyle that changes one Christmas night. There's a lot to be known here. Tune into AMI at the Movies Saturday at 9 p.m. Eastern time on AMI TV just before the movie starts so you can hang out with Kelly and I, who host the movies. And this week, like I said, The Family Man. Right now, you're listening to Kelly and Company 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern time on AMI Audio with Ramya Amuthan and Brock Richardson.
Ramya, all this proves is that you're a woman of your word. You promised the audience that they would learn what movie this Saturday, and you delivered, as always. There you go.
Well, I wouldn't say as always. Sometimes I forget. But yes, if I don't forget, I will keep my promises.
Fair enough. This is a segment that I have been really looking forward to. And we're going to speak about Robert Half and their State of Canadian Hiring Research, which reveals companies' hiring plans and pain points. We chat more about this with the vice president of Robert Half Canada, our good friend, Michael French. Michael, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me on. I love joining you guys.
We certainly love having you. Can you give us some background on your State of Canadian Hiring and what did you guys look into in this regard?
Well, it's really interesting. So back in June, we surveyed 800 senior managers at professional type organizations. These would be people working in offices generally. And we asked them sort of what's happening with hiring and what are you experiencing? And so the results were pretty staggering. 43% of those 800 managers said that they're going to add net new positions in the next quarter. And 54% said they're going to call back people who may have vacated or were laid off due to COVID. So those are pretty staggering positive numbers.
They are. Well, that's really, really good stuff. And I felt like, you know, there was some good news coming along, but I really thought it had more to do with the work from home. But this is amazing about the actual hiring or wanting to hire more people. So did anything surprise you about the research from all of this, Michael?
Well, the big surprise is the challenge that they're having. So 21%, so one out of five, said they're having a hard time finding candidates with the right skill set. So that means they're looking for fairly skilled people, and they can't find them. And then 18% said they're finding it a challenge finding people who fit the right company culture. And that's always a big one because you have to have that right fit for your team to work so well. And the third point of 14% is, and this sort of states to the speed of the market, they're having trouble landing the best talent because their processes are taking so long. So the market's moving really fast and they can't land people fast enough. So some challenges in the marketplace, finding the right people.
Very specific.
Was there any
Go ahead. Well, and they're having to come up with some pretty interesting ways to entice them. So 4 out of 10 are offering more time off. So you know, I think we've been at home now for a year and a half, and many people haven't taken any real vacation. So think how lovely it would be if you next year get an extra week or maybe 2 weeks. And the other thing that's sort of new, and you got to think, the job market's been pretty strong for a number of years. And during COVID, if you haven't taken some time to dust off your job descriptions, maybe update your job titles, you may be falling behind in what people are looking for to be sort of appealing or the sexy job titles for the new market. And the last one, it's sort of an old school play, but offering signing bonuses to a new hire. It's always nice to start a new job, sign to get the offer and get some cash out of the gate. So three big things.
I find it so fascinating that you really need to almost entice people to go get jobs, you know? Like, this really, really surprises me, honestly, Michael.
Well, I think it's a combination of two things. So as we're all sitting here today, we see the end coming with COVID. We know good things are on the horizon. It may be sort of Q3 and maybe Q4, but I think we all sort of recognize by next year, it'll be some kind of new normal, and hopefully this is all behind us. And so one of the challenges that businesses are seeing is time to grow, but there's still many people struggling with, do I look for a job now? I'm still struggling with kids at home or elder care. Ontario's not back to sort of full release, back to normal. So The job market, there isn't as many people looking right now. So once those sort of factors come out of play, we may see some even more increase in the activity of the hiring market. But it's definitely right now a candidate's market.
And I'm curious, too, because the bulk of last year, we were hearing a ton about people moving out of the cities, moving out of their original homes or where they were living into new homes and new towns, even, and new provinces for some people. So are people still looking for remote work? Is this something that's still part of the equation?
I got to tell you, I think this remote work is going to be with us for quite a while. Before COVID, it was sort of a, you know, we all had a friend who worked from home who seemed to have the ideal scenario and we all wanted it. And companies said, oh, that would never work for us. And overnight, bang, it worked for many, many organizations who now said, wow, we could actually attract even better people, provide our people with some flexibility if we changed. And I think for a long time, companies sort of took a bit of an approach, well, you know, we're the employer. It's going to be our way or the highway. They're realizing now that if they don't change, they will not be the employer of choice. And heaven forbid being stuck with the employee that nobody else wanted to hire. That would not be a good place to be.
And it's one of the reasons why we're hearing about, you know, them saying also on the flip side, we're looking for more skilled people. You know, we're having a hard time finding the people that we want to work with and that fit right into the culture of the workspace, because you could be more picky now. You could hire people who aren't locally there, right? Like you can hire people who are, you know, remote, potentially across the country, and demand that the skill set be higher.
Well, there's a couple of things at play. So one of the newest terms in the last couple of years has been sort of machine learning or automation, which is elevated. So it's sort of removing some lower level positions, which were very manual, but replacing them with some very high skilled analytical roles. So as organizations sort of rebalance their human capital, there could be some more junior people who aren't there, but replaced with more senior level, higher skilled people to make the best efficiencies of this machine learning and AI. So the whole work world is skilling up. And you better be skilling up as well. You may get left behind.
Wow. Yeah.
So this is a topic that we were discussing as we did our pre-show meeting about the non-negotiables for employers. What are some of these? And can some of these be a little bit bent anyway?
Those non-negotiables all of a sudden become pretty flexible. So one of them that employers used to always be stuck on was they wanted a very specific advanced degree. And we're finding now 1 out of 5 are willing to flex on that. They'll flex on their advanced degree, or it may be the second advanced degree they'll flex on. The other one's years of experience. So why would a person need to have 10 years of experience when maybe 5 years is appropriate or even better for them doing certain things? And then what also surprising, and I got to tell you, maybe it's not that surprising, I'm happy with, only 10% were willing to overlook the missing soft skills. And when you're hiring, soft skills are so important. So that means 9 out of 10 employers are going to hold tight to make sure that people have the right soft skills. And then the smallest percent, 9%, willing to overlook certain specific certifications. So that might be a certification in a certain field or a second or third certification. So they're willing to flex it in many areas.
And these can be the challenges as well as the bonuses, you know, in the companies that people end up working in. So do you mind going through some of the in-demand positions for us, if there are any specific ones, and tips for job seekers as well? Because like you said, things are really changing.
Sure. Well, let's start with a tip. So as we talk about companies having to flex, that also means for job seekers, if you don't hit all of the five criteria and you hit four, make sure you apply, even if you have only three of the five criteria. So everybody knows you have to flex. So first thing is, if you hit over half those criteria, make sure you apply. Some of the hot in-demand skills sort of go by industry or by segment. So in finance and accounting, controllers, senior financial analysts, payroll, collections, bookkeeper, accounting manager, anything having to do with financial processes or an ERP, we all hear about SAP, PeopleSoft, they're always really, really big. In the administrative field, EAs, executive assistants, project managers, project coordinators, general office help is all really big. HR is exceptionally strong right now. When you think of tech, my goodness, everything in tech is hot, from developers, full stack developers, Java, you know, it's all hot. And then in the law field, lawyers, paralegals, law clerks, their hiring's happening all over. They're all hot.
Wow.
Wow. Some of this really is some surprise to me, and you always give us great information, but this one seemed to be a hot button topic. Anything else, just quickly, maybe in about 30 seconds, that you want to cover?
I'd say this is some great news for job seekers. Don't miss the opportunity. Be aggressively looking for work. Be flexible and take advantage of working anywhere. Apply for roles that aren't in your area. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. Always love having you on. And of course, that was Regional Vice President of Robert Half, friend of the program, Michael French, talking to us about companies' hiring points and pain points as well. Hiring plans and pain points, pardon me, on today's program.
A lot of shifts. The more we talk about this, the more it kind of feels like a whole new puzzle altogether, employment, Brock, because, you know, things are shifting so heavily and we're kind of getting to this place that is new territory for people being hired and the people doing the hiring. A lot of learning to do. In the next hour of Kelly and Company, we're going to flip through quirky stories from around the globe with Jeff Ryman on What in the World. We also have our roundtable conversation. Today's guest is Leanne Brown, our IT and systems specialist here at AMI. But after the break, we have The Buzz with Bill Shackleton. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to Kelly and Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.